Now then, LFU, welcome back to another Lads Pre-Match Pod, the correct way to start your match day, either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, or even if you're sat at home. We have all the pre-match conversation that the LFU needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of football. Happy Saturday, it's the weekend, and today's match is Wolves at home. But first, just before we talk about anything Wolves at home related, oh yes, let's just talk about that little game that happened on Monday night. Oh yes, what a night Monday was, LFU. Wasn't it just good? It felt amazing beating those pesky little scum. I would swear, but I'm not going to. What a night. What a win it was. Wow, just honestly, absolute bloody circus at Old Trafford. Theatre of dreams, my backside. You can shove that up where the sun don't shine, scum fans and scum. Bruno Fernandes, you can as well. Michael Carrick, you can as well. You can all do one. Oh, wow. Oh, I'm going to get carried away here. Just it was fantastic, LFU, wasn't it? I mean, nothing went wrong, really, apart from conceding a goal. But let's find out what I had to say straight after that Monday night game.
Well, well, well. Leeds United 2, Scum 1. Ha, ha, ha. What a game that was. What a win. We finally bloody beat them lot after all that bloody time. Honest to God, thank God we did. I mean, the team played absolutely fantastic. I don't think there was one player who had a bad game. What a match it was. What a night it was. I'm going to go and have a couple drinks now after that. Oh, Leeds, aren't we? Come on, Leeds!
And I can confirm many of drinks were consumed just after that. But it was great, you know, it was really nice to just finally beat them. You know, it's been so long, and I thought we were never going to beat them because obviously the home game, I thought that was our best chance ever of getting a win against scum, but we didn't. And do you know what, Monday night we showed up, we put in an absolute stellar performance. We really deserve that. So let's go rate the players with the Merv Awards. So, Merv Awards time. This is where I rate every single player that played in Leeds United's most recent game out of 10. And then at the end of the season, we add up all the scores, and whoever the winner is the Merv Award winner. So, there you go. Let's crack on with it. And as always, let's start off with the goalkeeper, which, of course, was Carl Darlow. Had a pretty solid game. In fact, never mind a solid game. He had a pretty fantastic game, if I say so myself. Man, scum could have scored a lot more if it wasn't for Darlow. Darlow pulled out some fantastic saves, some really, really good stops. He had such a good game. Loved him. Darlow, he gets an 8. Jaden Bogle, fantastic. Probably his best game this season. It felt like everything coming down his side was just going to work. It felt like he was beating his man every time. His passes were coming off. His crosses were perfect as well. An extremely good game from Bogle. He gets a 9. Pascal Strike, Beal, and Justin, that back three, they all get 8. Solid performances all round from them. It was so good to see them playing like that. Goodmanson at left back, he also gets an 8 as well. Just a little, he didn't do as good as Bogle. I thought Bogle was a lot more effective, but nevertheless, classic Goodmanson, picking up that ball, just not getting tackled. It's like the ball, when he has it, it's like there's a magnet in his boot. that the ball goes straight to. Honestly, you cannot win it off him. He gets an 8. Such a good game from him. Ethan Ampadu, 9. Great controlling of the game. Just a fantastic Ampadu performance. Played extremely well. Al Tanaka, I mean, he worked alongside Ampadu amazingly. What a game he had. He was linking up everything, making the correct passes, the correct decisions, dribbling really well. He probably should have had a goal. That's one thing to mention as well. We could have been about 5-0 up in that first half if we decided, you know what, we want to score goals today. But nevertheless, Tanaka, fantastic game. He gets an 8. Brendan Aaronson did some decent pressing. There's nothing really that stands out to me in terms of going forwards that he did, but it was a good game. Aaronson gets a 7. DCL, I also gave him a 7 as well. He had some opportunities that he probably should have put away. Well done for getting the red card because he had long hair. And yeah, he played all right. He absolutely bullied their back too. I would have just liked to have seen a bit more from him inside the 18-yard box. But good, strong game from DCL. He gets a 7. And the man of the moment, Noah Okafor. He is going to be etched in Legionited history. And I tell you what, I've given him a 10. Yeah, I've given Noah Okafor a 10. 2 goals, both well taken, right place, right time. He had such a good game. Loads of great link-up play on that left-hand side. He was fantastic, and he's becoming a Legionited legend now. So, Noah Okafor, big well done. He's been given a 10. And then we move on to the bench. Gruev, Nonto, Longstaff all got 7s. Came on, controlled the game well, did what they needed to do. Nothing silly. That's just what we needed. So there you go, LFU. That's it done. Talking about Monday night. Oh, what a night it was. Honest to God, I had so much fun. Can we just do that again, please? Can we just relive that one more time? I wouldn't mind that. But anyway, LFU, let's crack on with it. Let's get stuck into today's matchup against Wolverhampton Wanderers, of course, at Elland Road. So we can, in fact, relegate these lot today. That's what I found out. If we beat them and results go against them, they can go down. So we could potentially relegate someone today. I mean, it's expected for them, isn't it? You know, I don't think they have any good chance of staying up whatsoever. They've been down since, like, October. So they'll get relegated anyway, but it might just be a nice little confidence booster for us to just send them down. I wouldn't mind that whatsoever. But the FART press conference, what do we know from it? Just injuries-wise, really. Didn't have much else to say. It's the exact same as last week. So Stack, James, both out. It's the same injuries. So when that comes to the starting 11, which we'll do right now, it's probably just going to be exactly the same as the Scum game. So who I'd go for? It's essentially a starting 11 that started against Scum. Darlow, Bogle, Strike, Beal, Justin, Goodmanson, Ampadu, Tanaka, Aaronson, Okafor, DCL. I don't see why change it. I don't think anything daft needs to happen. No players have come back from injury. The team played excellent as well. We were absolutely fantastic with that 11. So I think just keep it like that. No need to change. And I think Daniel Fart will do the exact same thing. We know he likes to do that, you know, keeping the same team that played well last time. So I think he's going to do exactly the same as what I'd go for. Or to be fair, what I'm going for is what Daniel Fart would do. So I've got really no influence on that. But yeah, I think those will be the starting, or that will be the starting 11. Let's get stuck into the score prediction then. So Wolves at home, it should be a win. Like, realistically, we look at this game and we go, it should be a win. However, Wolves just have this thing sometimes where they can just pop up and go on a decent run of games and maybe get a win. And also the fact that they could get relegated. Yes, it's basically certain they're going to get relegated, but they won't want that to happen as soon as possible. So I think they'll be up for it, but I think our players will certainly be on a huge run of confidence right now. We have an FA Cup semi-final next week. We just beat our biggest rival in the midweek as well. So they're going to be up for it. And I think we can battle Wolves. We can easily batter them. So I'm going with a 3-1 win to Leeds United. Let's just sweep Wolves out of the way. Let's get another 3 points. Move on to 39 points. And that's practically us safe. It is. 39 points. We're pretty much safe. So a win today is absolutely massive. and we're probably going to stay up. With that, we'll stay up. So there you go. 3-1 win. Come on, Leeds. Right then. You've heard enough of me talking about today's match against Wolves. Let's hear how Dad's doing after Monday night. And let's hear what he has to say ahead of today's game with his wiser view.
Yeah, well, I don't think I've recovered from Monday night. And also, do you know when you get that horrible feeling that it would be such a Leeds thing to ... lose to Wolves at home? Having said that, my gut feeling is 3-0. We're going to send Wolves down. See you later, guys. Another 3 points, taking us further away from Forest, taking us further away from Spurs and West Ham. Come on, Leeds. We won at Old Trafford. We won at Old Trafford. We won at Old Trafford.
Still sounds very excited from Monday night, but this should be an easy game. It should be. I mean, no disrespect to Wolves whatsoever. It's been a pretty crap season for them, but that's literally just the reason why. A win today takes us a long way. Let's get them relegated and let's stay up. I wouldn't mind that whatsoever. So there we go then, LFU. A bit of a quick one today, but absolutely action-packed as always. Make sure to follow us on socials, Lad to Leeds on Instagram and on X. If you're off to the game today, if you're going to Elland Road, go have some fun. We could possibly send someone down whilst also having a premature safety party in the progress. If you're not going to the game and just staying at home, or you're off to the pub, listening on the radio, whatever you're doing, have an absolutely cracking time, LFU. And let's hope Leeds United can go and take 3 points today and edge closer to safety whilst taking another club out of the equation. Come on, Leeds!